Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Nothing on. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Are you telling me only 15 more minutes?
Only 15 more minutes. That's it. But
Does that have anything to do with Christina's birthday?
No, but it goes quick because you love the show.
I know. Poor Anne is so trained that anytime you even say a number, she thinks there's some kind of
relation. I have a question. Okay, let me go. I have a question. I'm going to ask each one of you, Victoria, you're included. Mm-hmm. Give me a way of saying I love you to somebody.
Ooh. A way?
Like another language?
I can do sign language.
Okay, so sign language is one, and you would be able to do that. Mm. Okay. Victoria? Mm. That's fine. I love you.
Like just te amo? I don't know.
What?
It's like te amo? Is that the way of...
Te amo? Yeah. Okay, that's fine too.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling I know where you're going with this.
How about 143?
Want to hear a funny story about 143?
Go ahead.
That actually makes me laugh. I should remember that. When me and my now husband started dating many moons ago, he had a beeper, and I remember I had beeped him 143.
Okay. Aww. And 143 is I is one letter. Yeah. Love is four letters, mm-hmm. and you is three letters.
Oh, Jay's gonna really.
So
crack
you
up
do 143 yeah. to say I love you to somebody.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, is there another significance to 143 today?
Does that have anything to do with Christina's birthday?
It's been 143 days
wow.
since her birthday. So now you can share that with Jay tonight.
I'm really listen. There's always fun facts. There you go.
John, this is genius how you come up with this.
No, it's Google.
It's Google.
Yeah, but you know what? You frame it in.
Google Christina's birthday.
I know.
I put the number
there's
in.
There's a website.
And this was the first one. The first thing that popped up, I put 143 in. The first one said it's after 142 and before 144. It says that every time. And then the next one was I love you.
It meant something to her.
Yeah, see? You didn't even know.
But it's amazing.
That's
quite the nostalgic number. Well, thank you.
I never heard it before. And Jay did. I never heard it before.
Yeah, because that was like beep when back in the day when there was beepers, there was always like codes, for certain things. You had to like beep it. There was like a whole, I forgot, but I remember 143 because I remember like when I put that and I thought I was like so cool.
What is it, my mooch you call him?
My moosh.
My moosh,
yes,
143
one of my many,
me.
Yeah.
A boy.
I'm going to text him that after the show.
Okay,
anyway,
let's
back
move on.
To the town of North Hempstead's exciting things. We've been talking about this, and I really want to remind people of these two great organizations that we are partnered with. So it's the St. Francis Hospital Community Outreach Program, who provides the cardiac screening van. And we're also now partnered with the audiology van, which is through the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck, that's going to now provide free hearing screenings through this van. It's really two amazing things, and I really encourage people to do this because what I love about it is you do not need to make an appointment, which I think is the best thing, and also take some of the pressure off. Everyone needs to get these screenings, and I feel like, maybe you don't want to go to the doc. Yeah, listen, I think everyone should go to the doctor, full disclaimer, but what's nice is that this, you could just kind of pop in, get these screenings, and, in the cardiac screening van, people have been screened and then realized that certain levels were high and had to be sent to emergency, so it's really important to get these screenings done. And what we've tried to do is have them, if the location accommodates both vans, have them on the same day. So we are able to do this on September 25th. That's going to be at Fuchillo Park in Carl Place, so they will have both vans there. So I really recommend that if you are in the area, you can check it out. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we have a whole bunch of dates in October and November all through. So we'll be promoting them each month as they come up. But if you're around, please check it out because both vans are lovely and they're air conditioned. I think the audiology has a bathroom on it. I mean, there's a lot of perks. But definitely.
Oh, it sounds so 143. Yeah.
Seems absolutely wonderful. Also, we have a great program. I love when our social workers and nurses come up with these ideas and that they actually are the presenters for programs because I think those that makes it even better. One of our social workers actually over in Great Neck is Shahrzad Moadel, who actually is the Farsi-speaking social worker that Anne had mentioned earlier. She's been doing these programs actually sporadically, and a lot of people attend it. This one's called Joyful Aging: Accepting, Adjusting, and Adapting. And it's really just about learning how to accept and adapt to all the changes and challenges that come along with aging in positive ways. So I think it'll be a great chat. So obviously what's nice is that she is able to translate into Farsi or, you know, obviously in English as well. So that's September 25th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So call 311 if you're interested in registering for that, because I think that will be a great chat. Excuse me, like a little tickle. And I want to also remind people that next week we have a really, really great show, even though John will not be here with us because he's got the nerve to go on a cruise and enjoy a vacation. But we'll have Rebecca Miller filling in, who's very excited. And the two topics are really going to be important topics. We have Peter O'Neill, who's the chief division of dermatology at NYU Winthrop Hospital, is going to talk about skincare for seniors. And then we have on Teresa Fan, who is the Northwell Health Physician Partners at Manhasset Department of Dental Medicine. And she's going to talk about oral health conditions and kind of prevention and treatment.
I'm glad I'm missing cavities and pimples. I'm glad I'm not going to be.
He'd rather avoid that one.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, I love, we haven't had someone talk about oral health in a while. But I remember a couple of years ago we did. And people take that for granted, you know. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing I remember my grandpa was very serious about. And he had fabulous teeth, which he was always going to the dentist. But, you know, you don't even realize that your oral health really can impact your overall health and other things. You know, it's people like, oh, you know, I'll go to the dentist when I go to the dentist. You know, it's not like they it takes, you know, second fiddle to things. But it's really important. And there's little things you could do to avoid
issues. I agree.
Because that's the one doctor I don't mind going to.
Oh, really?
Is a dentist. My whole family laughs at me. I said, usually because I don't have any problems. So I was like, okay, all right, I'll go to the dentist. You know, get my free toothbrush and call it a day. But it's really important. So we're glad to have these important topics out there. So tune in for that, because that would be great. Also, as autumn approaches, the Autumn Sip and Stroll at Clark Garden will offer wine tasting with a twilight tour, which sounds absolutely lovely.
A what?
A twilight tour.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
And it's going to be on Saturday, September 22nd at 4 p.m., and that's going to be at the patio of the Clark House. And there'll be wine tasting, refreshments, live music, raffles, and the Twilight Garden Tour, which should be really, really nice. It's a beautiful facility all seasons. And in autumn, it's even prettier with everything, you know, changing colors. The admission is $30, and then it's for members and $35 for non-members. You can call 311 to get more information about that as well, but it should be really nice. And it's good. They said this faculty, you know, this facility too, there's all different programs for all different ages.
Right, right.
So definitely check it out. We really want people to go to these little hidden gems of North Hempstead.
You know, the point is people can call 311 anytime. The amount of stuff, which we every now and then we reiterate it, the amount of stuff that's available to seniors, not to seniors, I mean, you know, to pretty much anybody in Long Island, I mean, North Hempstead, not mm-hmm. Long Island, even Long Island, but North Hempstead, it's just amazing. My partner, Peter, he'll go to a concert here, like on a Saturday night, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, what'd you do last night? Oh, wound up at this concert, right. Wound up in this one. He says, I looked up, you know, we had nothing to do, we wound up, and it's a free concert.
Yeah, no, and it's really, you know, it's an important thing to mention, too, because, you know, Project Independence and our 311 call center, from the very beginning, you know, we call each other the brother and sister. Because we really have such a great communication, and I was mm-hmm. especially with like the flu shots. I mean, I created the flu shot flyer yesterday because I was waiting on some information. Sent it over to 311, and I was like, "Oh, we're probably not going to get any calls about the flu shots. You know, figure like a week or two until like it starts getting promoted." So somehow, you know, word of mouth, whatever, asking what's available, when the flu shots are, you know, so the fact that there's that instantaneous kind of information that you're able to register for, and when you call 311 too, when you're on hold, you'll hear different things that are coming up.
Oh, really?
On the automatic, yeah. So it's really great.
And, you know, it's interesting, you're talking about health, and yet the town is very interested in tick population and Lyme disease.
Yes. You know, we always are reporting every season on our fabulous North Hempstead quails. So we just laugh because it's just so great.
There's going to be a scrapbook on quails.
I know. We really should. I might have to make Judy one. So They had just released I guess it was last week 70 quails to control the tick population. You know, we had mentioned when they were harvest, you know, protecting the quails, because there's so many different things, because if you have the quails in nature, they could be attacked by cats and birds, all different things. So this way they had harvested them in the TV studio, and they released them, which is a really, I just think it's always amazing. I mean, we laugh about it, but the fact that North Hempstead always finds these eco-friendly kind of ways to handle, you know, these issues, because it really is. Lyme disease is really a very scary issue, so anything we can do without these pesticides and all this stuff.
I agree.
It's really great. So stay tuned. I'm sure we will have more information about that.
We're talking pesticides, I'm throwing it in real quick. I read something this week. I don't eat fruit that often, but when I do, I just pick it up and eat it. My wife is like, you got to wash it. Not that it's perfect, but 90% of whatever's on it comes off with a basic washing, which is pretty good. I mean, not a soaking, just a basic washing. You're eliminating 90% of bacteria, pesticides,
that's what, you know, and I have to laugh because I always, because Jay's always, he's like your wife. He's like, you know, you need to really wash it. He gets so mad at me if I don't, like, you know, if I like, oh, if I'm like, fine, you know, because it's more of my personality. But he's like, you know, all of it, it's all around there. So if you just wash it and, you know, and just like pat it dry, you're really getting rid of so much of the, and I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of gross not to wash it.
I agree. I'm a Christian.
But I think about that after the fact, you know, and I'm just, but it's definitely, that's a good tip, a good golden nugget.
We'll end on today.
Yes.
Wash your fruit this
weekend. That's
right. Wash
your
make
fruit.
Make sure.
Right. Make an effort.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence, and you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back here next Friday.